You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
Girl, I can buy a Westie world with my base stuff. I know that it's good. went viral.
Right stroke, put lil' baby in the spiral. Soprano C, we like to keep it on the high note. It's levels to it, you and I know. Tell them be humble.
Hold up.
Sit
hold
down.
Hold up, hold up, hold up.
Be humble.
Hold up.
Sit
hold
down.
Up,
sit down, sit down. Be humble.
Hold up, hold up.
Sit down.
Hold up,
be humble.
Hold up.
Sit down.
Hold up, hold up, hold up.
Be humble.
Hold up, hold up.
Sit down.
Hold up,
be humble.
Hold up.
Sit down.
Be
humble.
Hold up, hold up.
Sit down.
Hold up,
be humble.
Hold up.
Sit down.
Hold up, hold up.
Who that thinking that he frontin' on that man? Get the off my stage. I'm the set man. Get the off my. Hey, that ain't right. I make a play blowing up your whole life. I'm so, so sick and tired of the Photoshop. Show me something natural like Afro on Richard Pryor. Show me something natural, I wanna feel some stretch marks. Then I take you down right on your mama's couch in Polo Black. Ay, this is way too crazy, ay, you do not amaze me, ay. I blew cool from AC, ay, Obama just paged me, ay. I don't fabricate it, ay, most of y'all be faking, ay. I stay modest about it, ay, she elaborated, ay. This that great Poupon, that AV on that TED Talk, ay. Watch my soul speak, you let the med talk, ay. If I kill an it won't be the alcohol, ay. I'm the realest after all. Tell them be humble.
Hold up,
sit
hold
down.
Hold up, hold up,
be humble.
Hold up,
sit
hold
down.
Up, sit down.
Be humble.
Hold up, hold
tell them sit
hold
down.
Up, hold up, hold up,
be
hold
humble.
Hold up.
Sit down.
Hold up, hold up, hold up, hold
be humble.
Hold up, hold up.
Sit down.
Hold up,
be humble.
Hold up.
Sit down. Be humble.
Hold up, hold up.
Sit down.
Hold up.
Be humble.
Hold up.
Sit down.
Hold up, hold up, hold up.
WeTalk Radio Network is the fastest growing online talk and music radio station, broadcasting the highest quality shows available on the web. We talk, we listen, we take action. Using our unique services to inform, inspire, entertain, educate, and connect our diverse audience to the global marketplace. Over 15 personalities make up the 11 shows that broadcast to over 100,000 listeners around the globe. Currently, we are streaming on WeTalkRadio.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and more. We have something for everyone. Tune in at WeTalkRadio.com.
That's right. We are back. We are back. This is the Cave Radio Show with your host, T. Smiley. We're here live this Saturday morning. We are tuned in. We are chimed in. I see we got some callers on the line. Thank y'all for calling and listening in to the show on today. Listen, we have some great interviews in store for you guys today. The first guy, he's a producer. He has two new songs out. One song's called New Day, and the name of his group is E-Tones. This guy, he's also the producer, and he produced some music for the movie, the 97 movie, Booty Call. I know a lot of y'all watch Booty Call. We watched that growing up. You know, it was a great movie. I actually loved that movie with Jamie Foxx and, you know, Tommy Davidson and Vivica Fox, and I forget the other lady's name. But listen, that movie right there, man, that's a classic, man. That's a classic. I still watch that movie to this day. And so I'm excited to have somebody that was actually producing music on that movie, man. It's amazing. Have and also we have another guy by the name of Charles P. Walker. He's going to be chiming in with us and conversating over here on the Cave Radio Show. He's a saxophonist, and so you know we're all about music here on We Talk Radio, and you know, me being a musician, being able to talk to these artists and musicians and stuff like that is just, it's amazing to, you know, have that connect and being able to talk to such great people that has worked with a lot of people. Mr. Nicholas actually, he actually also worked with, you know, major artists such as Gerald and Eddie Levert, the OJs, Barry White, and more, you know. And so we're excited to have them come on to the show today and talk about their experience and, you know, give you guys, you know, something to hold on to, some of the new music to listen to and things like that. So I'm excited, again, excited to have these gentlemen that's going to be coming in on the show. Y'all know how we do, you know, we talk sports and different things like that. This week, you know, it's been a busy week for me, man. It's been a busy week at work. And, you know, we try to watch a lot of, you know, sports at work and things like that. So we had, I think one game I watched this week was the Ravens against the Raiders. And that game was all the way down. It came all the way down to overtime, and, you know, there was a lot of turnovers and stuff like that. So it was a great game to watch, you know. Being up at work, you know, watching the game in the lobby, you know, get people coming through and checking out the game. It was pretty cool, you know. It's pretty cool. Also, you know, I want to talk about, you know, I actually got a promotion at my job this week, you know. Very excited about that. Only been a job a couple months, and some people been there, you know. Not even gonna lie, some people been there for years and still in the position that they're in, but I was fortunate enough to get promoted actually on this past Thursday, so I'm very excited about that. So shout out to T. Smiley with the promotion. Yeah, listen, man, I'm just excited. Again, I'm just excited just about being here, man. And I'll tell y'all, man, COVID is still real out there, so we want to make sure everybody stay safe, you know. I say that because, you know, I dealt with COVID. In August, and, you know, that was a tough time. It was tough times, you know, having to deal with, you know, being isolated, being in quarantine, and then just, you know, COVID hits people different ways, and, you know, it took me off my feet for a while. But I'm back, thank God. You know, some people didn't make it. You know, we had a lot of people that didn't make it out of COVID. You know, some people got healed from it, some people dealt with it, and some people actually lost their lives. So we pray for the ones that lost their lives, praying for the families, you know, of the people that's, you know, lost their lives due to COVID. But, you know, we thank God for everyone that had COVID and was able to make it through. You know, I was one of the ones that make it through, so I just definitely want to thank God for that. You know, we sometimes get busy and, you know, fall sick. Sometimes people don't sit back and acknowledge the fact that, you know, God healed you and brought you out of some things. So I can't go without saying I thank God for just, you know, healing my body and being able to come back and sit here on the K Radio Show and talk with you guys and the fans and the, you know, I'm excited. You know, I'm excited to be back. Again, you know, it was some hard times, but, you know, what they say at church, but God, you know what I'm saying? So I thank God again for just, you know, touching my body and being able to be a voice and be, you know, at the front lines of, you know, of all this and being able to talk. I want to play another song or two, you know. We're just getting the atmosphere set, man. We have some artists on that's coming on. So, you know, again, you know, I want to play some music and get them going so they'll be ready to, you know, chime in and talk or whatever. Listen, if y'all got any questions, anything y'all want to say, phone lines, I see the phone lines are lit up. So if you want to talk, if you want to chime in just to say something, listen, hit the number one on your phone. And I can see that you want to come in and say something. You know, you can talk with, you can chat with me. This is T Smiley. Listen, this is the Cave Radio Show, man. Y'all want to just want to say hey, good morning, whatever the case may be, hit the number one. And also, if you're online and you want to talk, you know, the call-in number is 563-999-3456. Call us. If you want to just listen in, that's fine. If you want to come on and say something, hit the number one, and I can see you, and I can bring you on in, and we can talk real quick. No problem. Listen, we this is Saturday morning. This is the Cave Radio Show. This is the Men Talk. You know, we have fun over here. If y'all want to talk sports, if you want to talk anything, just hit the number one. Hit the number one on your phone, and I can bring you in. But I want to go back and play some. I want to play some old school music real quick. So I want to hit y'all with a song real quick, maybe a song or two, and then we'll be right back here on the Cave Radio Show. Yeah.
Okay.
This is T. Smiley of the Cave Radio Show. You are tuned in, listening live right here on the Cave Radio Show with T. Smiley. Listen, I want to go ahead and play one of the songs from Mr. Edwin Tony Nicholas. This song is called New Day with his new group called the E-Tones.
This is dedicated to those who loved and lost at the hands of injustice. Gotta stop.
Been here before, but what are we doing?
Talk Radio Network is the hottest online radio station heard globally. We feature the best radio shows, the most amazing hosts, and hot topic panelists. We produce and support fabulous events globally as well. We work with the most dedicated community partners, period, point blank. I started We Talk Radio Network in 2010, and guess what? 10 years later, we are still celebrating and providing the best radio shows, best special guests, the most incredible music, blogs, events, and more. We have informative shows, inspirational shows, music shows. We even have 2 youth shows. We invite you to be a part of the family, and you can do that by following us on all our social media platforms and by going to www.wetalkradio.com. WeTalkRadio.com.
Hey, we are back. We are back, man. Listen, listen, that song, New Day, by Mr. Tony Nicholas. Listen, that song was that. Hey, that was a smooth. I like that song, man. That was a smooth, nice little grooving. You know, if you was in the car, you know, driving or whatever, that's a nice song to ride to, man. I really enjoyed that song. Listen, I wanted to talk about. I know last week I had made mention of I was getting ready for my niece's sweet 16 birthday party, and let me tell you. That girl was, those of y'all that seen it on Facebook, it was pictures on Instagram, man. She was dolled out. You know, she had the big dress and she even had makeup on. I was like, oh Lord, oh my goodness. But she had a wonderful, great time. It was a great turnout. She was very excited. So I wanted to send a shout out to my niece, Kennedy. She turned 16 and, you know, she asked Uncle, can I drive your car? And I had to think about it. I just got another car. I just got a new car, and I'm like, I don't know, niece. I don't know. We'll see. But I'm very, very excited and happy for her. And then I have another niece that's getting ready to turn. That's having a birthday coming up this week. Her sister, her next to the oldest, she's getting ready to have her a little birthday get together, birthday party. So listen, one after the other, but it's all good. We support, you know, and it's amazing watching these two young ladies grow up. You know, it's amazing, man. So shout out to my nieces and shout out to my sister for raising some incredible girls. So I'm really excited about them. Listen, before we get going, I actually have a hometown friend, somebody I grew up with that's actually listening in, and just want to bring him on. You know, I don't get a chance to talk to him that much, but listen, he's here on the K Radio Show, and I'm very excited and delighted to have him on with me. I'm bringing him in right now. Mr. D, how you doing, sir?
Hey, what's going on, y'all? What's going on?
What's going on, man? Listen, this young man right here, I'm in Dallas, man. He's all the way up in Arkansas, about 500 miles away, you know. But, you know, he's been down to Dallas a couple of times. We done hung out. We done went a couple places. I showed him around. So I'm very excited to have him. What's going on, man? How you doing?
Man, I'm doing all right. How you doing, brother?
Man, doing good. Listen, we have some musicians that's on the line. Actually, I want to get ready to bring him in here in just a second.
Okay.
You as a musician, man, like you're a musician as well. What is that feeling of, you know, being able to talk to, you know, different musicians and getting, you know, just kind of seeing how, the things that they do, and what you know, how do you feel about that, and what's your motivation to keep doing what you do?
Well, man, my motivation to keep doing what I'm doing is really just to please the Lord, and, you know, that the Lord smiles and be happy with what I'm doing, because it's all about Him in the beginning anyway. So I just really do what I do to just to please the Lord and to, you know, set the atmosphere for the service, and, you know, just to continue to, you know, to make the Lord smile. That's and talking to other musicians, it's really a great thing to do. So you can learn. You can, you know, because it says iron sharpens iron. So it's really good that, you know, the musicians that stay connected, because, you know, it's so many musicians out here that feel like they're big time, and, you know, they can't be touched. I can't show you this, or I can't do that. And I don't feel like that's the way it should be. I feel like we should come together, you know, and glean and cling and learn from one another. So I feel like, you know, man, we just should come together and just, you know, be a family in this thing, you know, just grow together.
Right. That's good. Listen, so without any further ado, I wanna bring up this young man. He is a saxophonist by the name of Charles P. Walker. He's a gospel jazz artist. He's a remarkable saxophonist, and he has some incredible music. This musician was actually born in Birmingham, Alabama, and currently lives in Nashville, Tennessee. So without any further ado, I want to bring in Mr. Charles P. Walker. How you doing, sir? Good morning.
Good morning. Doing great. How are you?
Doing good. Listen, we just sitting here just having musician conversation. I had a friend that was on talking about, you know, just importance of being a musician and things like that. I wanted to welcome you right here on the We Talk Radio Network. First time, I think you're a first time caller, so I'm just excited that you're here today on the Cave Radio Show. And let me tell you, I'll be the first to tell you, once you come on once, you're family, so you're part of the Cavemen right here on We Talk Radio on the Cave Radio Show, sir.
Great. That's what I like. Okay.
Yes, sir. So listen, you at home, you're comfortable, man. Let's relax and let's dive into it, man. How did it all start? Like, you can start from the beginning up until current, However way you feel led to, you know, introduce yourself and talk about your music and, you know, of course, again, how it got started. I believe you started playing when you were 12, right?
Yes. And the story is actually kind of unique in its own way. Sixth grade, took the band test to be able to join the band in seventh grade, and I didn't know saxophone was not on my mind at the time. I was all about drums, and it was the craziest thing. And I got in the band, and then I was looking at the drums. I was like, man, it only makes one sound. I'm like, okay. And then I was thinking to myself, my parents are not gonna like all that noise. So tried out for saxophone, and it was crazy. At the same time, I think I heard Grover Washington Jr. And I came home one day and I saw this music video of Kenny G. And I was like, that is cool. And then I go back to school and find out that I had made first chair all county. And I was like, okay, I might be decent at this. I might need to keep going with this, but back up a little bit. So I wouldn't be where I am today as a saxophone if it weren't for my parents. And let me explain why. My sixth grade teacher, unfortunately, here where I grew up, there's still some prejudice, some racist stuff, and she was right there in that category. And she told the band teacher not to let me in the band. And he actually, no reason, no a rhyme or reason, sent a letter home saying I passed the music test, but he just felt like I shouldn't be in the band. So my parents were like, I was crushed, and I just left it alone. But my parents were like, no, we're not having that. So they went to the school, they talked to him, and they wanted to know why I could not be in the band. And so he was kind of forced to say, you know, teacher said not to let me in the band and everything. And so she said, look, let him in the band. She said, I'll tell you what, if you have one problem out of him, kick him out. So long story short, I end up being one of his best students as I went through high school and graduated. He referred, you know, gigs to me that he couldn't do. So I always tell parents and young people, you know, parents, stay involved with your kids. Make sure you know what's going on. So I'm so thankful for my parents for kind of following up with that, because I would not be playing saxophone today if it wasn't for them. So I went to UAB here in Birmingham. I'm actually here now visiting family. And after I graduated, decided to move to Nashville, get close to the music scene, and met some great musicians. And in 2012, I actually released my first project. And that was a situation where I didn't know where the funds were going to come from, because, you know, as being a musician, they say a starving musician, sometimes it's hard to make a living, you know, playing music.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And so at that time, my, you know, just we real talking here. So my faith wasn't where it is now. So I went for years and was too scared, because I didn't have money, didn't know how I was going to pay for it, of not recording anything. And around that time, me and a friend, we were thinking, and we were like, you know, we should just do it. We both felt like God was just saying. And I started, and, you know, things start coming together, and people, and the big thing is God put me in contact with the right people. I think a lot of times, any person, a lot of us in any field, we forget to say, hey, God, guide me the way you want me to go, you know, because we can try to take that thing and think we should do it this way, and we get disappointed and we give up, when we get mad and angry. And that is exactly what happened to me, you know, years ago, trying to do it my way. So the title of the CD that I did was called Life Changing. And one of my songs is titled Life Changing. And at the time I was recording that song, literally it was a situation where I didn't have any money and we were kind of stuck. And I just kept hearing the Holy Spirit, just keep recording, just keep doing it, just keep doing it. Let me worry about that. And I did it. And he just showed me through that. And that was a life-changing experience for me. So I was like, I gotta name the song Life Changing.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So,
listen, one thing that you mentioned of, you talked about, you know, started out in school, 6th, 7th grade, you know, going through that whole band tryout or whatever, and your mind was set on drums. It's funny, man, because I had that same similar story. Like, I remember, you know, growing up and getting ready to go to high school, my sister, man, she plays the trombone, and she was real good, made first chair and all that, went to all those band, you know, band camps and all that stuff, and I was the upcoming, I was the little brother coming in and, you know, getting ready to go to band, and my mom was set on the drums. Why? Because I, you know, I played drums at the church and stuff like that, so I was very excited. I'm going to play the drums, and I got there, and they set this horn in front of me and was like, you're going to play the trombone, and I was like, I signed up for the drums. They was like, no, sir, your sister played the trombone, so you're going to play too. I was like, I don't know how to play. She going to teach you. I'm like, oh, man. But, yeah, but it's amazing how, you know, things change, you know. Still play the drums to this day. I play the horn, but, you know, I started playing by ear. We had a church band. Were you ever involved in a church band or, you know, playing the drums for the church and stuff like that?
That's actually where I got my first opportunity to play outside of school band was in church. Yeah. The church, right. Church I grew up in, I grew up in a Baptist church in Wylam, Alabama. And I played, I think, Precious Memories at the pastor's wife's funeral. And he just said, test him. So, and now this, let me rewind a little bit. This was one of those Southern Baptist church where they didn't want a woman, you better not walk in that pulpit. Drums in the church, nothing but an organ or a piano. You better not be clapping. I mean, it was, and this dude says, hey, you bless me, so will you play every Sunday with the organist? I was like a great, you know, looking back, I'm more thankful now. I think I was so young then, I didn't realize the impact it had on me, as far as giving me the knowledge or the confidence to play out in public.
Yes, sir.
So, that's been.
No, go ahead.
That's been my main thing about just playing in church for years, and even up to this day, my wife and I, we are over music ministry at our church up in Nashville, and so it's just a part of me.
Yeah. Music is everything, man, and it's amazing because that saxophone, man. I'm telling you, man. I've heard a lot of saxophonists, man. I've played with a lot of them, and the saxophone is just something real, real soulful and real kind of. It kind of gives you your own personality as far as to play the song and put your own critique to it and make it sound, you know, amazing. So I love the saxophone. I wish I could play it. As much as I love it, I wish I could play it, man. Because I'm telling you, man, saxophone, man, like you said, it could play alongside of just a piano or organ, and it sounds amazing. Like it gives you that lead as far as mm-hmm. you know, nobody singing the saxophone is the lead, so you know it's always something good to hear. Yes, sir. Let's talk about
that was,
yes, sir. Go ahead.
Oh no, go ahead. No, that,
I was, fine. Yes, sir. I was just gonna say. Now I've listened to Not the Time, Not the Place. I've listened to Grooving.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you right now, man, that's gonna be in my playlist when I'm riding down the road.
Great, good.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about, you know, you getting into the producing side and you know, just being able to get your music out there for people to hear.
Yeah, that song when I started that project, I knew I wanted to do a mixture of my original stuff with the smooth jazz vibe. I wanted to do some cover tunes, and Not the Time, Not the Place was one of my favorite back then from Marvin Sapp. And
yes, sir.
I was excited about doing that. And there were some other songs. By the Clark, I think the Clark Sisters, You Brought the Sunshine.
Yes, sir. Oh, yeah, I listened to that one, too, yeah.
Yeah, and so I really kind of wanted to do kind of a mixture of things, even some hymns. And the song that you recently got, just released it released on the 15th of this month. It's called Move and Groove. Just something I've been working on a project now, but I was like, man, I hadn't released anything in so long, so I kind of wanted to release that song as a single for now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm probably my biggest critic, and I'm really hard on myself. And when we finished that, I was even excited about it. I could not wait for that song to come out.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's an incredible song. As a matter of fact, what I want to do, if you don't mind, I want the listeners that's listening in, I want them to actually listen to Moving Groove. So let's introduce that song, and then we'll be back. And I want to talk to you about, you know, things coming up, your new album, and what do you see yourself doing in the future, and you know, future projects and things like that, and encouraging words to all of our musicians that are listening in, the encouraging words, anything you have to say as far as, you know, music wise, and, you know, if somebody's out there not for sure if they want to continue with their music, give them some encouraging words. So if you don't mind, let's introduce this Moving Groove, and then we'll be back right after this song.
All right. Thank you.
Yes, sir. And that is Moving Groove, the new album of Mr. Charles P. Walker. Thank you guys for tuning in. This is the Cave Radio Show with your host, T. Smiley. Listen, we're sitting here with Mr. Walker. Mr. Walker, hey, man, that's incredible, man. I'm telling you, loving it.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Listen, I got in the middle of that song. I want to let you know I got some listeners that's listening in, and they were like, "What is his name? I'm finna go get the album right now." And so they went and got the album, text me back, and said, "I got it." So listen, I'm telling you, man. Yes, sir. I'm loving it. Yes, sir. So now, Mr. Walker, if you don't mind, if you want to give us, what's your future plans, things you're looking forward to in the future and with this album?
Yeah, what I'm hoping this time, and I always wanted to be a person to try to step everything up a notch. So the first one I did, project I did, you know, as an artist. So I was like, okay, whatever I record next, the next project that I released, I want to step it up a notch, try to have, you know, better sounds, better connections, try to get it out on radio, and to just try to reach the world, more people out in, across the world, and impact them, their lives. So right now, like I said, we're working on my album now. That was a song that I want to release as a single. So I'm excited about it, and I'm working with a producer up in Nashville named Roger Ryan,
mm-hmm.
very accomplished producer and musician himself. He has a cool story. He actually could have been, I was asked to be part of Take Six.
Oh, wow. Ago.
And but the guys are just a musical genius. So I'm excited about working with him. And so I'm kind of working on my own project. And then also, as I stated earlier, my wife, she's a pianist. So we are beginning our project as a team. And so we've been playing for years together and have never released anything. And so it's time. So, you know, we got two things working and just hoping that I can get back out on the road and stay free of this COVID and be able to go out and kind of bless people. You know, I heard you was asking the gentleman earlier about, you know, what would you say or how do you like, you know, what would you say to other musicians or whatever. And my biggest thing is we're all in this trying to make it together. You know, I've had those situations where musicians, accomplished musicians, professional musicians, well-known names that I was blessed to kind of meet and know just wouldn't help you, wouldn't give you any advice at all. And my thing is, you know, nobody can beat you being you.
That's right.
Nobody can beat you being you on what you do. Nobody can beat me being me. So while we all trying to hold each other back, you know, we can get there much easier by helping each other, inspiring each other, because it's bigger than us. I had to realize this thing is bigger than me just wanting to press notes on a saxophone or whatever instrument there may be, because as you said, music is a whole nother language. It brings people together. It brings all races together, you know, and just all people together. It sets the mood and the tone for things. So, you know, when you get a call from someone or, you know, you get an email from someone that says, "I was going to commit suicide after I lost my mom, and after I left the funeral, and I heard your song, and it blessed me, and it's pulling me through." I mean, that's bigger than me. You know what I'm saying? And I
yes,
have
sir.
To realize that I'm trying to do this as a will of God and have a purpose of changing and impacting lives and souls.
That's right. You know, it's, yes, sir. You know, music, like you said, music, it touched the hearts of many people. And, you know, just excited about the fact that you're able to touch the lives and change the lives of people through music. That is a big thing. You know, when I started playing, you know, my saying was, you know, God gave me the gift, so it's, you know, it's only right for me to give it back, you know. Another thing I wanted to talk about, I know you probably may have, you know, talked about it with some musicians, but I always say, you know, we as musicians going to play at different churches, and I know it's a thing, but going to play the music at churches, you know, I don't expect a paycheck. Why? Because, you know, my thing is, again, you know, if God gave you the talent, it's only right to, you know, freely give, you know, especially in the church environment, you know what I mean? Because, you know, it was God that gave you the gift to play. So what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I do think, you know, and I've seen musicians where, you know, the first thing out of their mouth is, well, you know, what's the pay? Oh, no, I can't do that, Doc. You know, you hear all kinds of stuff. And, or you can, I've been somewhere where the musicians are just top-notch dynamite, just amazing musicians, but their heart and their soul was not in the service. It was a gig to them.
Right.
And that just irks me. It gets under my skin. And so I think that you can tell the musicians that are there just for the dollars. And you have to be really careful with that because, like, as you said, God gave you that talent. And it's, like, as I said earlier, it's bigger than just us. You know, we have a responsibility with the talents that God give us to serve. And so, but on the other hand, now these instruments that we have, they're not cheap,
right?
You know, the maintenance and upkeep is not cheap. So I do feel like, you know, I may not go in like, oh, they got to give me this, but it would be nice if something could be done or compensated at some point and thought of, because, as I said, it is an expensive thing to have to upkeep and be able to go and do what we do as musicians. But back to it's just kind of a fine line, but back to my thing, I am not doing it for the money. I'm doing it because I love what I do. And I love being able to bless people through music.
Right. And that's good. That's good. Mm-hmm. And it's nothing wrong. Let me just say, it's nothing wrong with, you know, getting money. You know, it's nothing wrong with that. But us being musicians, that me being a musician, you being a musician, and then my friend that was on earlier, he's still listening in. But, you know, the simple fact of, you know, just having a conversation with a different musician and kind of seeing, you know, seeing their thoughts and different thoughts on that, because that is something that's brought up quite often, especially down here in Dallas. Let me just say that.
Really?
Yeah, it's one of those things where, like you said, man, if I ain't getting a certain amount of money, I ain't coming to play. But, you know, it's always good to hear. It's always good to hear a different side and a different thought process on things like that, so we can better ourselves as musicians. What? So.
Yeah, and just to elaborate on that, you know, as a minister of music or whomever that's selecting musicians for the church, you know, that person could be the baddest person, you know, in that area, and if they're only in it for the money, you're going to have problems out of that guy committing to being at your service, because as soon as a gig comes up that's really nice, a great opportunity, you think that person's going to be there? No.
No, you don't. Gone. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
They gone. They gone. So if you as a musician, if you decide to commit yourself to give your talents to God and to a particular ministry, then you need to commit to that, you know. But yeah, I've seen it all, man. I've been doing it long enough. I can pick out the ones who I know. If I hear that an opportunity come up, I'll be right 95% of the time. I was like, they won't show up. They're not gonna be there on, you know.
Yes, sir. Yep. You're right. Yes, sir. I want to flip it and you may mention you talked a little bit about your wife. Mm-hmm. If you don't mind, I know it's like a shout out thing, but you know, listen, being a musician, sometimes you have to be gone for a while. You know, how do you adjust mm-hmm. that with family time and time with your wife and things like that?
You know, it's funny. A lot of times if I'm called to travel to play somewhere, it's in my contract or whatever, if they want me to come. She's a musician, and I'll say I need my pianist.
So yes, sir. Way,
you know, and a lot of, you know, and so a lot of times we do, especially if it's a ministry event, we play. I have her play with me, and so there are some churches that we frequent. One out in California, and a couple up in Pennsylvania. Stuff. So we frequent these churches probably maybe twice a year, every year. And there's no doubt when they heard us together, now it's like, oh, we can't not have one of you and not the other, you know?
Yes, sir,
and,
yeah.
Times, you know, if I'm playing a smooth jazz a gig or something, or an event where they really only have budget for me, but they have musicians, fine, you know, she's here and I'm gone. And when I'm back in town, you know, you just have to make the best of your time and make sure you are spending that time with your family, you know, your kids and stuff. Because as we know, being a musician or anything where you're away, that's a real deal, and that could really hurt or harm a marriage or a family, you know?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Family first.
Yeah,
we had a conversation that we talked about over in, we have a show on Sunday nights called E-Man After Show, and it's a men's show, mm-hmm. but women can call in and talk about different things, or if they want to know some of the how we act as men or some of the things, the way we do things, they want to know those things. And so that was one question that had came up. So I was just very interested to see, mm-hmm. how do you respond and adjust and, you know, make time and things like that. So that's always awesome to hear, you know, on that part. I want to ask you, what's on the bucket list? What's some things that you're wanting to do? Not quite got a chance to do yet, probably going to do here in the near future. Like, what's on your bucket list? What's some of the things that you desire to do?
Man, so people that know me, grew up with me, they know I'm a gearhead, man. I'm a hot rod fanatic. So I want to one day hopefully go down that drag strip in a drag strip.
Oh, man. Wow. More power to you, man. I couldn't do it, man. I couldn't do that. Mm-mm. Yes, sir. That looks too fast for me. But, hey, it's something out there for everybody, man. Drag race, wow.
Yeah. And my wife thinks I'm crazy. But, you know, my dad was a mechanic, and he worked on those things, and it's just in my blood.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Well, I appreciate your time, man. I hope you had a great time here on the K Radio Show today. And again, like I said, this is your first time, man, but you're part of the family, and we definitely be playing your music, getting it out there, man. I'm excited about your new project. Excited about your new project with the new single we just heard, Moving Groove. Just excited, man. Is there any shout outs? You want to give out any shout outs?
Yeah.
At this time? Yes, sir. Go ahead.
I really want to shout out some of the people that was involved in that song. One of my co-writers that helped me co-write that song, Ronald Rawls. He actually helped me produce that song as well. He actually played organ, key bass. And, you know, Greg Ellis was on drums. Bernard Harris was on actual bass. And we just, man, had a good time. I want to shout out my wife, Regina Walker. Like I said, she's a great pianist. So the stuff we're doing together, that's going to be great and excited about that. But I also wanted to say if anybody wanted to reach me on social media, they can find me on Charles P. Walker Sax. So Charles P. Walker Sack, that's for Facebook, and on Instagram at Charles P. Walker. And you can find my music on all major online retail stores, and you can stream them also, Spotify, YouTube, so you can find it anywhere.
Awesome. I was just going to tell you to send out that information, but you did it all. You did it. So I appreciate you for being on the show. It's been an incredible Saturday morning right here on the Cave Radio Show with you. I'm actually going to play another one of your songs, Not the Time, Not the Place. So thank you all again for tuning in to the Cave Radio Show right here on We Talk Radio. This is your Smiley. This sitting down with Mr. Charles Walker, saxophonist. Y'all finna get ready to listen to some more of his music. Thank y'all for tuning in. Y'all have a blessed day.
Thank you.
That's right. That's right. This is T. Smiley with the Cave Radio Show right here on We Talk Radio. Listen, that was the incredible, the phenomenal, the saxophonist Charles P. Walker. I hope you guys enjoyed his music. Oh my goodness, man! You brought the sunshine by the Clark Sisters, man. That was amazing. That was amazing. Listen. Again, this is T. Smiley with the Cave Radio Show right here on We Talk Radio. I want to let y'all know We Talk Radio, we are a black-owned business, woman-owned business, and we want to just keep encouraging you guys just to tune in, listen to us, follow us, like us, love us, go through our social media, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, I think Twitter, all that. Check us out on all those platforms. Support this black-owned business because we are black-owned, and we love what we do over here right here on We Talk Radio. Listen, tomorrow at 10 a.m., join us back here on the We Talk Radio for Shine Lord Radio with Pastor Jeremy Glenn with Soulful Church. He brings the inspiration. He brings the word. So if y'all don't go to church, it's fine. Call in to We Talk Radio, Shine Lord Radio, 10 a.m. Central Standard Time for your dose of Sunday morning worship. Also, on Sunday at 7 p.m., we have Brand New Day with Emily Blue and Deanne Lex. Listen, these are some incredible women, some powerful women, and they bring the heat right there on Brand New Day with Emily Blue. And then, to top it off on Sunday, we have Sunday Nights E-Man After Show. E-Man After Show is a men's show that he allows and let the women come in, and we have, you know, as he called, boys to men conversations, you know what I'm saying? Very, 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 very good show. It's a men's show, so all you men out there, y'all need encouraging words, y'all need to know something or whatever, call into the E-Man After Show, and you will definitely be inspired. You'll be blessed by tuning in to listen to him. And I also want to say next week, join me back here on the Cave Radio Show at 10 a.m. I have two more guests next week that's going to be coming in, sitting down with us in the cave. We're going to have Mr. Jeremiah Soulful, Jermaine Soulful, I'm sorry, Mr. Jermaine Soulful, a Heart Soul, and we have Tracy Lee. They both have new songs called Butter Life and Butter Soft. So what we're gonna do is we're gonna end this show. We're gonna play that song, and we're gonna get you guys to join us back here at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time on the Cave Radio Show with your host T. Smiley. Everybody have a blessed rest of the day.
One, two, one.
Yeah.
One, two.
See, this that lean, man.
One, two. One, two.
See, this is what separates
one,
us from everybody
two,
else, you dig?
One, two.
You know I love these grooves.
One, two.
Yo, Jay.
One, two,
let's get them. Something but a saw
for the summer.
Got a whole summer lost to recover.
Uh-huh.
Stacked all 20 long for this come up.
Right.
With jars of the sea moss in the cupboard. No dealing with gringos, this summer is Julio Mojitos mixed with the umbrellas, yeah. My whole vibes, a whole vibe. Armor all all-wheel drive, we outside. With all these women,
hey,
you trippin'. Bro, you better shoot your shot, no Ben Simmons.
No.
I would juggle 3-4 tops, but Ben finished. Ain't no woman like the one I got, but she get it, man. Listen, let's get it.
So if you let us fly this summer,
yeah.
Tell Shorty I know what you want.
all you would love us. Catch me in the butter soft with the butters. Palmade dark fade, Swiss with the cluster. No flex, just a haberdash of a hustler. But she don't find resolve with my lump sum. See, they be more enthralled by my customs. Like exchange math, so we can get in sync for a few drinks and laughs. Follow with a bottle of cabin door dash. Dispensary with the D'Angelo anthology. Final on blast, giving you the cheat code. We out the league, so I owe it as a double OG to pay it forward. Let's go.
So if your love is fun, it's all awesome. No, no, no. Tell Shorty I know what you want.
Come on.
We'll keep the moment pouring on.
It's a vibe.
And we gon' party till the dawn. Trey Lee, Macy, me, and DC, Jermaine, and Trey Lee, and Jay, and Trey Lee.
Talk Radio Network is the hottest online radio station heard globally. We feature the best radio shows, the most amazing hosts, and hot topic panelists. We produce and support fabulous events globally as well. We work with the most dedicated community partners, period, point blank. I started We Talk Radio Network in 2010, and guess what? 10 years later, we are still celebrating and providing the best radio shows, best special guests, the most incredible music, blogs, events, and more. We have informative shows, inspirational shows, music shows. We even have 2 youth shows. We invite you to be a part of the family, and you can do that by following us on all our social media platforms and by going to www.wetalkradio.com. WeTalkRadio.com.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.